Rabbi Yisrael should be a special schus for Rabbi Nami Rasi Shei Yechiu. Elay Nishmas, Maris Esther Basar Shmuel, Schus Moshita Ben Peshadina, Schus Simcha Ben Echagetol. In the Torah, Chav Zayin Beis and Tvarim, the Torah tells us, Vayabi Amoshir Tabar Yisrael Al Haaretz, Vakim Osa Lachav Anim Gedolos, etc. So when you pass over the Jordan to Eretz Yisrael, make these big stones, write the Divrei Torah, etc. So what's the purpose of these stones? And say for Yoshua, we find that when they passed over the Jordan, they took stones from the Jordan to make them a memory of Kriyas Meme Hayarden. It says, Ki Yishalchun B'neichem Mochar Lemor. This is in Yehoshua, Perek Dalet. Ma Avonim Eila Lachem, Bamartem Lahem, Asher Nichrusu Meme Hayarden, B'nei Aaron Bris Hashem, B'Avru Bayarden, Nichrusu Meyarden, B'Ale Avonim Eila Zikaron. That when your son asks you tomorrow, saying, what are these stones to you? You should tell them that the Jordan was split because of the covenant of the Ark of God, Ark of God's covenant. When they passed over the Jordan, the waters of the Jordan split, and these are Avonim Zikaron. And afterwards it says, Asher Yishalchum Menechem Mochar Atzavosam Lemor Ma Avonim Eile Veodatam Is Menechem Lemor Beyabash Avar Yisrael Seyardin Hazeh Asher Hovish Hashem Elokechem Seyardin Mipneichem. And it says later on in the parak, that when your son asks you tomorrow, when your sons ask tomorrow their fathers, saying, what are these stones? So you should tell your son, saying, that the Jews passed over the Jordan on dry land, because God dried it up the Jordan before them. So we have to understand bechlal, why we have a chalukah l'shnayim. Here we have two different psukim, or sets of psukim, telling us about these stones that we're setting aside these stones in order to remember the splitting of the Jordan. Why is it split up into two parts? Twice Yehoshua tells us the question of the sons tomorrow. Twice he gives an answer to the question. And we also have to understand, and we're going to base ourselves on Moreno Rosh Hashiva, our footnotes at Sal, the root of the difference in the Lashon HaShayla and Lashon HaTshuva each time in these psukim. In the first Shaila, Lashon HaKasuv echoes Sipri Tzis Mitzrayim, Bahaya Ki Yishal Chabin Chamachar Leymor V'amartem. So to hear in the first pasuk, it says Ki Yishalchun B'neichem Machar Leymor. Doesn't that sound the same? And the pasuk talks about B'neichem v'lachem. It's talking about you and your children. Whereas the second time it says Asher Yishalun. First time it's Ki Yishalun B'neichem v'machar leimor, like the Torah V'haya Ki Yishalcha B'ncha machar leimor. And the second time, in the second Shaila, Shaila Shni Alashen HaKasuv M'siaches Labanim Asidim Shiyishlu Asavosa. It's talking about the children who in the future are going to ask their avos. They're going to ask their avos. The first time, your sons are going to ask you, and the second time, the sons are going to ask their fathers. So we have to understand what's the difference there. And also in the content of the tshuva, we find that in the first time we're ma'arich b'sipur advarim, and we go more at length, and we say that it's because of the Aron Bris Hashem that it's split. Whereas the second time, we don't go more into detail, we just give over the facts. What are the facts? God dried up the Jordan. So we want to understand the difference again between these two shailas and tshuvas. Now, Sidur Shailas Habanim Lachem is definitely similar to the system of Vayigadat HaLabincha that was said by Yitzias Mitzrayim. So we have to understand the Yisodos of Parashas Yitzias Mitzrayim. B'chol Dor V'Dor, Chayavanim liris is atzmo kilu yatzam in Mitzrayim shenamar v'gadot alabincha b'yomahu. So we have to understand why is the obligation to see yourself as if you left Mitzrayim founded on this pasuk of v'gadot alabincha. We could imagine that somebody who doesn't have a son is also mekayim v'gadot alabincha. And he tells himself, Sipri Yetzias Mitzrayim, a person has to see himself as if he's leaving Mitzrayim. Why does it have to be Dafka, Agada Labanim? And what's the kesher between Agada Labanav and the obligation to see yourself as if you left Mitzrayim? So the Yesod HaDvarim is in clarifying the content of the special tzivui that was said to Yetzias Mitzrayim to tell your sons. How is this different? Then the chiyuv of limadatem osam is b'neichem. Yetzias Mitzrayim is one parish in the parish of Torah, just like there's a mitzvah to teach Torah to your son. Bevadai, there's also a mitzvah to teach him. Included in this, a mitzvah to teach him by Yetzias Mitzrayim. So why are we mechalek one mitzvah on Talmud Torah in general, and one mitzvah on Sipri Yetzias Mitzrayim? It's also part of the Torah. So we see that there's a tzura miyuchedes, there's a matdeya miyuchad of v'regadot alabincha that separates it, that distinguishes it from the general chiyuv of Talmud Torah by himself. I often note that in the Ma'amarim of Marina Rosh Hashiva Zatzal, Kim'at in every Ma'amar, you have a Tzvei Dinim. So here also there are two Dinim in Talmud Torah. One Din in Talmud Torah is the general Din in Talmud Torah, and the other Din in Talmud Torah is the Din of Yigadat HaLabincha. Can I get Arba Banim Dibra Torah Mekiyim Li Yigadat HaLabincha? And when you talk about the general Limud HaTorah Labanim, there's no room for four different types of sons: Chacham, Rasha, Tam, Shendishal. You don't have that by the general chiv of Talmud Torah, only in Leil Pesach. So do we need somebody to tell us that the limud should be fitting to the talents and koach and the das of the person learning? It's selbstverständlich, it's self-understood. Emes, we don't find any special halacha like that. Only in the kiyum of Yigadat HaLabincha we emphasize that it has to be lefi that specific son. So Vigadata is its own unit, and it's not stam hechetimtzi of another parasha of Torah that you teach the son. Rather, it's its own system. Therefore, each son, lefi tam chacham rasha tam shenelishol, and it's separated in and of itself from the general chiyuv of Talmud Torah. Yesodos beinyan parashas Yetzias Mitzrayim. You can use them kind of. Here we have some very big principles in the parasha of Yetzias Mitzrayim. Kol ben das maven. Everybody understands that the cheshbon of shishim ribo is not just ma'isis shahaya kachaya azayis gevein, that we just had 600,000 people left Mitzrayim. Dvarim gol and dolem ena b'mikra, and definitely the number of 600,000 is a fundamental number in the building of Knesset Yisrael. And this was explained explicitly in Rabbeinu Gershom, Erechim lamed aleph on the base gemiri de lo botzer mishishim ribo miYisrael. We have a tradition that there's no less than 600,000 Jews. B'chol hadoros, in all the generations. So you see that the number 600,000 is a fundamental number in the coming together of the neshamas of Knesset Yisrael. And together with the Shishim Ribo, there were thousands more, and those are called in the Perek Yesh Nochalim and Bava Basra 118, these are called Tfeilim. B'tseirufim shelikarim v'tfeilim, this tseiruf, this combination of ikar of primary and tofel of ancillary, is Nishmas Yisrael B'chol Hadaros. And you can ask, how is it that we're talking about Shishim Ribo B'chol Hadaros? We can have a million Nefashos in every generation. So it's not Shver. Rabbeinu Gershom is talking about a minimum. But what's this special number of 600,000? So it says, Yosef Hashem Aleichem Kachem Elech Pam. So the minion of Shishim Ribo, or minion Nefashos B'chlal, is not a minion that we know. Nisht mir kenen, nisht mir vesen minyan ze, nisht mir villain vesen, we don't know, it's not shy for us to know, we don't want to know, what's this minyan? So in other words, this counting is not a pashit, a minyan of bodies. We're talking about the roots of the neshamos. Umishoresh echad efshu kam v'kam v'kam, could you be from one root, you have numerous branches. So the, what's 600,000? 600,000 root souls, that's maybe why you have, or I keep saying again and again, they have 600,000, how did the number always stay the same? Because we're talking about the root souls of the Jewish people. And we don't know which soul is an Iker and which soul is a Tafel. Like we find Yisrael is Rashi Tevus, Yeshish, Ribim, Osios, Latorah, there are many, many fewer. There are under 400,000 letters in the Torah. So it doesn't mean there's 600,000 letters in the Torah. So os, it doesn't mean the way we see an os. Each os can be split up into different parts, and we don't know how, but altogether there are going to be 600,000 parts of osios. So here we have to understand the special content of Vihigadat al Binchashir. It's the same number of Ayaki Shilcha Binchamacha Lemur. Rashi explains Yeshmacher Shul Achrasman. Vadishin Kabanat Rashi Kalal. Rashi here definitely doesn't mean to negate the Muvan HaPashut of Machar. Rashi says Yeshmachar Laachrasman. What Rashi wants to say is that Machar means tomorrow, and Machar means all the Machars. So Hayom Atem Yotzim Mitzrayim U'Machar K'shivo HaBanim Lishol Mikem Tanu. Today you're leaving Mitzrayim, tomorrow when your sons ask you, answer. V'yef Shishti Agad Azul Ben B'Toras Tshuva L'Sheilaso B'Gedim Mesiris Ideas Greida. And you can't just give it to him like you're giving over information. The Ben is someone who today is under 20 years old, and he himself saw the whole Ma'orah of Yetzias Mitzrayim. Avazoi vos pasdo zogin ech shayach loymar sheyomru lo. So it doesn't mean that we're telling children like v'limadetem osam since v'neichem that the one who knows teaches the one who doesn't know. V'yigadet l'bincha can't be explained that way, because the son knows just like the father knows. And all the tomorrows, your son who already experienced Yetzias Mitzrayim, he's going to ask you. So he saw it himself. So what does it mean? That the chiyuv, there's a chiyuv miyuchad in v'gadat al-bincha, and that is that he's from the 600,000, in other words, he's an ikar, and for him Yetzias Mitzrayim happened. You have to tell the son, in other words, the tafel to Yetzias Mitzrayim, the ikar of Yetzias Mitzrayim, one of the 600,000 has to tell the tafel to Yetzias Mitzrayim, the son, the children. And that's what we're learning over here. Even though the son himself knows everything, saw everything and knows everything, if yesterday he was tafel, so this is going to be processed by him. Today they say processed, that's a big word. Niklat, it's going to be absorbed by him, it's going to be processed by him differently than if he would be an ikar. The soul of a person determines the way he sees things, even though they were both there at the same time. So the klal is that v'higadat al-bincha zivim li'maditem wa'il. V'li'maditem is mesiras yedios. The v'higadat al-bincha is not, that it could be that the son knows more than the father, but the father is still makayim v'higadat al-bincha. But rather, the chiyuv here is that Yetzias Mitzrayim should be heard from somebody who is an ikar in the ma'ase Yetzias Mitzrayim, and not somebody who is the tafel in Yetzias Mitzrayim. And this klal of being mashmir, the sipur dafka, mi'ikar l'tafel, is passed on throughout all the generations. In the first generation, it was done verbally. The yotze relates to the one who's under 20, the ikar to the tafel, and also b'chol adoros, Knesset Yisrael is built up of ikrim and tefillin, and the chiyuv v'higadat al-bincha is that the ikar should give over to the tafel. The father is the shoresh, the root, and the son is the anaf, the son is the branch. Even though from a different bechina, the father can be considered a tafel neshama. So we don't know with relation to the rest of Knesset Yisrael, but with relation to the son, the father's soul is considered ikar. Es herzich andrisch von einem, was hat beigemacht Yetzias Mitzrayim bederich Iker. It's heard differently from somebody who's over Yetzias Mitzrayim as an Iker and not as a Tafel. It's a different experience. And because of this, there's an inyan to be Mitzrayim, to note the cheshbon of Keneged Arba Banim v'Gadat al-Bincha. So we're talking about Hodah, information, informative material, from someone who knows to somebody who doesn't know. So of course you are mat'im the level of limud to the das of the lomed. You have to make it fitting and appropriate for what the lomed and learner understands. But dafka, because v'gadat is not an inyan of limud yedias, but rather it's a ma'isa mesira miyuchad, it's a special passing over from ikar to tafel, we would think that there's no place to be mat'im the sipur, to fit the sipur according to the das of the son. And that's what this din is mechadesh, that their ways, their mehalchen, how the Mesira is done, that's fitting to the das of the son. So this is This is a different din. And therefore, you would think, what's the difference? How I give it over the son knows it anyway. So what does it matter how I give it over? No, even here, where the son knows what happened, he was there. There's still a different way of giving it over to each child. And that the Gadat al-Ibn Chahir is only a kinui, is only a nickname for the tefillin, for those who are ancillary, those who are secondary, in the Mahalach of Yetzias Mitzrayim can be used as a key to understand the fact that even though the Pasuk is talking about the son, and the son is not limited by age, and he could be 70 years old and be a son, nevertheless, B'din Yachag, we find a whole Esek with the children, Kadesh Yishlu Atinokos, Kadesh Yishnu Atinokos. Where do we find a Yesod to identify Bincha in the Pasuk with children, little children? So it says, Mefurash Pasuk, Vayisu B'nei Yisrael Miram, says, Kishesh Miros Elef Ragli, Hagvarm Levad Mitaf. So they traveled, 600,000 people, the adults, the males, besides the children. So the Tuf always means Tinokos, Subhakel. It says, Hanashim Hashim Vat Tuf, Taf Lama Bam, Kedeli Tin Tzchal Mim, Taf for the children. So here we're talking about all those who are under 20 years old, and the Pasuk calls them Taf. So even a 19-year-old boy, he's got facial hair already, he's got big muscles, but he's still called a Taf, because he's Tufel, Taf, Tufel. Secondary, that's child secondary. And it's Nigro, it's drawn after the Iker. And from here, that from Vigada to Labinchan is Galgil, it was generated that the Dine Hayom are emphasizing specifically the Tinokos. Wow. So the number of 600,000 is Mushrash, is rooted in the Ma'or of Yitzias Mitzrayim. The case of Bikias HaYarden is an event that symbolizes the entry into Eretz Yisrael. Also in the entry to Eretz Yisrael, there was the number 600,000, Shishim Ribo, because in the 40th year, there was a minyan, L'shem, L'eila Techole Ka'aretz, like it says in Bamidbar Chavav. And there also was a minyan of 600,000. However, there's a fundamental difference between the minyan Shishim Ribo Yitzias Mitzrayim and that of Knesset Eretz Yisrael. Those 600,000 of Yitzias Mitzrayim are the root of all the future generations, whereas the Dor Nichnas Laretz were 600,000 in that generation, but aren't the root for all the future generations. So according to this, we can understand the chaluk of the psukim in Sefer Yehoshua that we discussed at the beginning of this shir. And the first question, it says, Ki yishalchun b'nechem machar. This pasuk is said in parallel, as we noted, to Yetzias Mitzrayim. In other words, from the cheshbon of the Shishim Ribo, that was Doma, the Yetzias Mitzrayim. And there we answer in detail, because also here where there's a kiyum of kol amar belisaper, and we speak about details, because for this door there's no inyan of giving stam information. Here it says, Ki yishalchum b'neichem machar. I want you to speak, says the Pasuk, in detail about the Ma'ora, as those who are in the 600,000 recognize it. Dugmas v'igada telebincha. So when you're doing the v'igada telebincha, so you're going into detail as those who were at the event, as an ikar relating it to a tafel. So you're not just giving over information, but rather as an ikar to a tafel. So you have to go into details as you experienced it. And the second question, Asher Yishalchum B'nechem Machar, Hainu B'doros Habayim. Those are the future generations that the MS didn't see. The whole door, and every generation is going to ask their Rabbos, well, what are these stones about? So since the Shishim Ribo of Knesset Yisrael is not a... The Shishim Ribo of Knesset Haaretz, the Shishim Ribo of coming into Eretz Yisrael, isn't a number that's rooted, that's the root of all future generations, like the 600,000 of the first generation. So here, we're dealing just with Vahodatim, we're just dealing with Nisiris Yedios, we're just giving over information, and we have to tell them the Zichron Hadoros, Ala Ma'ora Shekar Lahem. We have to tell them that there is a memory for the generations for this event That happened. But here it's just Mesiras Yedios. Since it's Mesiras Yedios, we're not going into detail. There's more necessity of detail when we're explaining it as an Iker to the Tefil, like Yetzias Mitzrayim. So there we start saying it's the Yarden split because of the Aron Bris Hashem. And there we go more into detail because it's modeled after Sipri Yetzias Mitzrayim of those who experienced it versus those who only saw it as Tefillin, those who experienced it as Ikers versus those who experienced it as Tefillin. So here more, you have to go more into detail about the experience. This is more of a primary experience. These are the root of all the future generations. So there we go more into detail. Whereas Asher Yishalchum B'neichem Machar, it's not your own children. It's later on those people's children are going to ask their fathers. So that's not Iker and Tefil anymore. Those are the future generations who didn't see these stones. So there we just have an inyan of Mesiras Yedios. They didn't see the passing over the Jordan. That's just Mesiras Yedios. That's just passing over Yedios. And since we're dealing with passing over Yedios, you don't have to go as much into detail. So that is a mahalach in this parsha. And obviously it requires even more limud, so I'm hoping that in the future we return to it. Shalom, shalom, friends.